I do hereby swear to be faithful to the Republic of South Africa.
And I solemnly and sincerely promise that we'll always promote all that will advance the Republic and oppose all that may harm.
Be a true and faithful counselor, discharge my duties with all my strength and talents to the best of my knowledge.
And true to the dictates of my conscience, do justice to all.
And devote myself to the well-being of the Republic and all of its people.
So help me God.
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 1994 was a remarkable year for South Africa, the dawn of democracy. It ushered in political and social transformation and changed the country forever. That was 30 years and five presidents ago. South Africans will return to voting stations on the 29th of May. Some 28 million registered voters will have the power to make their mark and exercise their right to vote by electing representatives to both national parliament and provincial legislatures. This will be our country's seventh democratic general election. Some believe South Africa is facing its most unpredictable election in a post-apartheid era. In this special limited podcast series, the Jacaranda FM news team delves into the story of the 2024 elections. We have it all, from expert analysis to hearing from you, the voter. Political opinions play a crucial role in shaping the world we live in. And it's also necessary for a thriving democracy. This is the Jacaranda FM news team taking you on that journey to the 2024 polls with insights into, among others, the challenges first-time voters face, South Africa's political landscape, and how it plays a role on the global stage. Voting this year is going to be as easy as 1, 2, 3. That's the number of ballot papers we'll be given when we step into the booth. If anything, this is the first indication of the role us as voters will play in helping to carve out this piece of South Africa's history, because it's the first time in our country's young democracy that we'll be asked to make three different X's when voting. These changes to the voting process initially led to a lot of confusion, but Marlenae Fushie and Gerda de Sousa are yet to guide us through the changes and found insight into what we're voting for and why.
29 May 2024 will hand us an exceptional voting process when we stand in that booth. Your ballots will consist of two that will determine who makes the decisions about the country and who rules South Africa, that's Parliament. And on the third ballot, we will vote for the decision makers in our province. So that's for the provincial legislature.
It sounds a little complex, but we spoke to Dr. Sithembile Mbete. She's the senior lecturer at the University of Pretoria, and she says it really isn't going to ask that much of us.
You're just going to be voting on three ballots instead of two. You're going to put your X next to the person or the party that you would want to vote for, and that is it. There isn't a booklet. It's going to be a single ballot paper. It'll be slightly longer than the 2019 one, but not much longer.
She's agreed to guide us through the process. Let's start with the National Assembly. That's Parliament, because that is where we will see some changes. The Assembly will be split in two.
The one ballot is the national ballot. On that ballot, only the names of political parties will appear. So the political parties that are contesting for the National Assembly will be on that national ballot. You will have a regional ballot also for seats in the National Assembly, except each province will have a different or a distinct regional ballot. And on the regional ballot will be to select the independent candidates and the parties that are running in a particular region.
So the question to answer is, who from your province do you want to see representing you in Parliament?
On that ballot will only be the names of the parties and the independent candidates that are contesting in that region. And so the regional ballot will be different from different regions. So if there are some independent candidates that are contesting in Gauteng and political parties that are contesting in Gauteng that are not contesting the Western Cape. So each region will have its own ballot with the names of the political parties and the independent candidates that are contesting to represent that region in the National Assembly.
Let's take a closer look at the regional ballot. Why do we need it? Joining the conversation is Mary Harris. She's the Knowledge Director in Sub-Sahara Africa for Ipsos.
The Electoral Act was amended last year to make space for independent candidates. So that is the only reason why we are having three ballot papers.
This is a way of accommodating independent candidates on the broader system.
It actually broadens the base of democracy. It also gives a voice to minorities. And I think it's a fairer system. And especially as far as independents are concerned, because, well, I still think the rules for independents are pretty harsh. At least we are thinking of ways of broadening democracy. I think there's still some work to be done to make it easier for independent candidates to stand. Because I think the more variety we have in the National Assembly, the better.
Yes, I think that so many people are sort of panicked about how all of this is going to work. But I think that this is a real sign, firstly, that our democracy is consolidating. More competition is a good thing in a democracy. A democracy is doing well when you don't know in advance who is going to win the election, because that means that there is genuine choice that is available to the citizens.
200 of the 400 seats in Parliament will be regional, and those 200 seats will then again be divided into 9 groups to represent every one of the 9 provinces. It's based on the size of the population of each province.
Gauteng, which has the largest population, has 48 seats. The Northern Cape, which has the smallest, has 5 seats.
So let's take a look at the others. After Gauteng, there's KZN with 41 seats. The Eastern Cape with 25. The Western Cape has 24. And then Limpopo with 20 seats. And moving on to the rest, Mpumalanga 15, Northwest 13, and the Free State 10. So a lot of information to take in. And if I'm going through it too quickly and you want to learn more, all of this is available on the IEC's website.
Now, Madeleine, the other 200 seats in the National Assembly will then be filled by the political parties. Now, this is where we vote for the party we want to send to Parliament. These ballots will look the same across the whole country. That's it for making our mark on national level. The last ballot asks us to vote for our provincial legislature. I know it sounds as if we have done this already, right? But remember, this is not on parliamentary level. It is about the legislature that is seated in every different province. With this X, we determine which political party will, in the end, run that province.
Each province basically has a parliament, provincial legislature. Certain provinces, so the Western Cape is the only province where it also has its own constitution. So each province is allowed to, has the power to, according to the constitution, to pass a constitution for its province. They are also allowed to make laws in the particular areas. The Western Cape and KZN, I think, are the two big provinces that have several laws that they've made. Gauteng also recently passed the Township Economy Act, which was one of the first laws passed by the Gauteng province since 1994.
So now that we know this, it's time to bust a myth or two about the election. So before the IEC announced the list of candidates on various levels, there were talks of myriads of options. And some people even predicted that we might have to go through ballot booklets at the polling stations.
There's no such thing. So let me just tell you, with the National Assembly, there were about 125 parties, I think, that made submissions to the IEC. There were 16 independent candidates. At provincial level, across all of the provinces, there were about 107 parties that submitted lists to the IEC and about 11 independent candidates. The number of parties that are going to be contesting at the national level isn't that many more than contested the 2019 election. So in the 2019 election, there were 48 parties on the national ballot. In this election, I think it'll be just about 55 or so. In the 9 regions, we only actually have I think it's 6 independent candidates that are contesting. So we've got one candidate who's contesting in the Western Cape, an independent in the regional to national. Got also in Gauteng and in Limpopo. So it's not that many more.
Mbeti says there will be a mock-up of the voting ballots outside the voting station so that we will know what to expect. There will also be examples on other platforms. Typically, you'll only see the face of the leader of the party or the face of the independent candidate.
And did you know that there is a different party at the top of the ballot every election?
It's a draw, basically, to choose out of a hat who is going to appear at the top of the ballot. And then everything then happens in alphabetical order after that. It's prime real estate, so to speak. And yes, the way to do it would be to just have the alphabetical from A to Z. But that then means that you would want to have an AA symbol or name that begins with like two A's following each other to always make sure that you are at the top. And so in order to sort of disrupt that, you have a random draw for that prime real estate.
If you are a logistics guy, this is for you. More regions mean more ballot papers. There's going to be an estimated 105 million ballot papers at the 23,303 voting stations.
The IEC will be printing 19 different types of ballot papers. In the previous national and provincial election, it printed 10 different types, one for national and 9 for each of the provincial legislatures. This time, it's going to need to print one national, 9 different types of regional ballots, and 9 different types of provincial ballots.
That sounds like a lot, right? A logistical monster. So can the IEC handle this?
Remember, this isn't the biggest election that the IEC runs. For the local government elections, we have about 4,400 wards in South Africa. So each ward election has its own different type of ballot paper. And then there's all the districts, and then there's all the local councils and metro councils. So at ward level, during local government elections, the IEC, I think, prints about 4,700 or so different types of ballot paper that it then needs to distribute to every single ward, and each ward needs to get its specific ballot paper because it has its own people, particular ward councillors that are contesting.
Harris agrees when it comes to the credibility of the IEC.
The elections in South Africa are usually free and fair. There's not a lot of election violence. There's sometimes a little bit, but not a lot of election violence. There's not widespread corruption in elections. They are declared free and fair. They are expressing the will of the people, or the will of the people who vote, let's rather put it that way. And the IEC is also experiencing quite a good reputation in the sense of how they organize and manage elections.
In the end, for both Mbeti and Harris, it boils down to one thing: vote.
And don't let over-analysis, paralysis or skepticism get the better of you.
I don't think that's worth worrying too much about it. I think it is worth familiarizing yourself how it will work. And secondly, people know too little about politics and political parties. People should try and familiarize themselves and decide who you can trust, and then vote for the person you think you can trust.
Remember also, a political party is not a marriage. Voting is not signing a marriage contract. Think of political parties less as life partners and more like a bus. You get onto a bus wanting it to take you from point A to point B. If you are on the bus and you realize, no, actually, this bus is going to point C, you can get off the bus and get onto another bus.
Elections 24, The Power of Your X, is an original Jackpod podcast brought to you by Jacaranda FM News. Jacaranda FM cannot be held responsible for the views and comments expressed in this podcast. Follow Jacaranda FM News on Facebook and X, or go to jacarandafm.com and click on News. Listen to more episodes and the original series at jacarandafm.com. Click on Jackpot or on the apps where you can get all your other podcasts.